Welcome to the Michael Jolly Edition's K47H Listening Sessions. This is Bill Pearson in Los Angeles, sitting at the console, listening and analyzing some sound clips that I recorded earlier on the K47H and various vintage Neumann microphones. Today, we'll be comparing the K47H against three classics, the Neumann U87, U67, and a Wagner version of the U47. First, let's listen to Orrin Waters sing his version of Amazing Grace. Notice the clarity and articulation that the U87 brings.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
That is a classic sound that we've all grown up loving. Now, let's listen to the MJE K47H on the same phrase. Notice the timbre and size of the mic.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
I think that most here would agree that these microphones are cut from the same cloth, that they're very similar in nature. Let's move on and hear what happens when Orrin starts pushing the microphones a little harder. First, the U87.
That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost.
And now, the K47H.
That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost.
You could tell a lot about a microphone by the way they handle high SPLs, and I was afraid that Orrin would melt the face right off these mics. You can hear the entire clip below. Next up is a little number entitled Seashells. It was designed specifically to bring out the S's and sibilants in microphones. Notice how the U87 handles this.
She sells seashells by the seashore, by the bay.
The 87 is a very elegant sound. Warm and rich, but with an accentuated high end. Here's the K47H on the same phrase, same performance.
She sells seashells by the seashore, by the bay.
The K47H carries its weight a little lower than the U87. And on the high end, it's voiced a little differently than the 87. I think you'll hear that in this next clip when Orrin starts pushing the mics a little harder. First up, the 87.
Oh, it's not bad work if you can find it. It's a gig if you don't mind it. Pays the bills and leaves a little left over for daddy's gear. Wow!
Sing it, Orrin. Next up, the K47H on the same phrase and the same performance.
Oh, it's not bad work if you can find it. It's a gig if you don't mind it. Pays the bills and leaves a little left over for daddy's gear.
Thanks, Orrin. If you got distracted by Orrin's performance, go back and listen again. I think you'll hear what I was talking about when I said earlier that the high frequency of these mics is voiced differently. Please remember that full clips are available for you to download and import into your DAW for further auditioning. Stay tuned for part two of the K47H vocal comparisons, featuring a Neumann U67, Wagner U47, and the MJE K47H. Thank you.